In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. From the book of Jonah, chapter 4, beginning at verse 6. And the Lord God prepared the plant and made it come up over Jonah, that it might be shade for his head to deliver him from his misery. So Jonah was very grateful for the plant. But as morning dawned the next day, God prepared a worm, and it so damaged the plant that it withered. And it happened when the sun arose that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. Then he wished this for himself and said, "It is better for me to die than to live." Then God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant? Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" And he said, "It is right for me to be angry even to death." But the Lord said, "You have had pity on the plant for which you have not labored, nor made it grow, which come up in a night and perished in a night. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and much livestock?" And to God be the glory forever. Amen. The Lord told Jonah, "Is it right for you to get angry?" Could this be that there is a right anger and there is a wrong anger? Could this be the meaning of the verse that St. Paul said, "Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil." Be angry, but do not sin. St. Paul here was quoting Psalm number 4, verse 4. Be angry, but do not sin. And this verse presents us with a puzzle. How can we get angry, and how can we not sin? We generally consider even the string of anger within us to be wrong. If we really are honest, we must admit that after every convulsion of this emotion, it leaves us with an aching conscience and a sad awareness that we have not felt or behaved as God would want us to do or to be. And I noticed also that St. Paul in Galatians chapter 5 lists the works of the flesh, and in the works of the flesh he lists anger, and at the same time he lists the fruit of the Spirit. You know that there are 9 fruit of the Spirit. We always teach him to the Sunday school kids in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, 5 plus 2 plus 2 equal 9. So you remember that there are 9. And he lists also nine works of the flesh. So anger is a product of our fallen and passionate state. Contrasts with the fruit of the Spirit, which is the product of our new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. When the apostle lists love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, self-control. Of course, these nine fruit of the Spirit are not characteristics of a person embroiled in anger. Saint actually Saint Gregory of Sinai notes that the fall introduced the corruption of sin into human existence, and that sin sets up an unnatural conflict between body and soul. And he also said, without divine grace coupled with particular watchfulness on our part, the body prevails in this struggle, and the soul loses control. So in order to restore peace to our soul, we have to reverse the order. We have to let the soul take control of the body. عارفين ايه اكتر حاجة بتتعبنا في المحبة لا تحتد؟ يعني in my way here, I sat between a couple that they fought all the way to Houston. And somebody told me, do something about it. I told him, I'm off the clock. It's ironic that the same topic that I'm speaking on is about that love is not provoked. And throughout the whole conversation that I had to overhear, they were very old couples and they have hearing aids and they were screaming and I had to listen. They kept blaming each other for 34 years of marriage. And really one obstacle of to overcoming anger is our tendency to lay blame for it on someone else. We make others responsible for our anger. We say, X made me so mad. And when Y did so, I got so angry. This actually never been taught in the fathers. The fathers of the church, like Saint John Cassian, for example, asserts, and listen, I'm quoting, he said that other people cannot be the sole source of our anger. Because if we left alone, we find ourselves getting angry even at inanimate objects. And at his time, the things that made people upset were chairs that get in our way, light bulbs that burn out, buttons that will not button, all become targets for our displeasure. Actually, 2 days ago, we don't have internet in our humble church. So somebody taught me how to get dial-up connection. I don't know if you still remember, there is such a thing. And one of the youth was helping me with the project in the church, and he got so angry because we were using dial-up connection, not DSL. He had to leave. He could not take it. He said, I cannot take it. So we cannot blame people on our anger. Inanimate objects can make us angry too. And that's what St. John Cassian said. And so if we learn not to blame others and take responsibility for our anger, this will be the first cure, or the first step for cure. طب لو حبينا نعرف الغضب، لو حبينا نعرفه كده، تقدر تعرف ايه هو الغضب؟ ما الغضب ده it's an emotion، يعني it cannot be evil or good. عاطفة، ميل فطري. لو حد بيهدد سلامي سواء شخص أو شيء بيخليني أغضب. وأكيد لما الكتاب قال اغضبوا ولا تخطئوا كان بيكلم الحتة ديت، إن إحنا هنغضب. وهل في غضب مقدس أو في غضب خاطئ؟ يعني أنبا يوسف he had a very beautiful sermon on anger and he lists three types of anger as I remember correctly. He lists wrath and then bitterness and the third one indignation. And I remember him saying that wrath is an expressed anger and bitterness is an oppressed or suppressed anger. And indignation is a holy zeal that can be identified with the Pharisees and the scribes at the time of the Lord Jesus Christ. لكن لو حبينا بالعربي طيب التلاتة دول هو ما فيش يا غضب خاطئ يا غضب مقدس. يمكن المرارة اللي هي البترنس السخط القديس بولس الرسول قال يرفع عنكم بينكم كل مرارة وكل سخط. طب ازاي اعرف اذا كان غضب مقدس ولا غضب خاطئ؟ لو غضب مقدس لازم يكون من اجل الرب، من اجل ربنا، وما يكونش فيه غرض شخصي، ويكون اسلوب التعبير صح. لانه مثلا في الكتاب المقدس 18 مره اتذكر ان الرب غضب وغضب الرب، واحنا لسه في ارحمنا يا الله بنقول له ايه ارفع ايه غضبك عن، يبقى مش معقوله ربنا بيخطئ، مش كده؟ موسى النبي اللي الكتاب قال عليه وكان حليما جدا اكثر من جميع الناس، هو اتولد كده يعني؟ ده لو تفتكروا في اول 40 سنه في حياته اتنين بيتخانقوا، راح يفض المشكله راح قتل واحد. ازاي الرجل الغضوب ده يبقى يتقال عليه حليم اكثر من جميع الناس؟ يبقى الامل الحلو النهارده انه في امل، حتى لو انا غضوب بطبعي في امل ان انا ربنا يغيرني. ما هو غضب كمان بالرغم ان هو كان حليما اكثر من جميع الناس، لما نزل ولقى الشعب بيعبدوا العجل وراح كلم اخوه هارون، احنا ما نستاهلش التراب اللي بيمشي عليهم بس احنا بنتامل يعني، اخوه قال له عذر اقبح من ذنب، قال له احنا جبنا شويه ذهب رميناهم في الميه طلعوا عجل. رميناهم في النار طلعوا عجل. غضب، غضب في غضب مقدس. نحميا النبي لما لقى ان الناس الاغنياء بيعطوا فلوس بالربا للناس الفقراء غضب جدا. لما لقى ان الشباب بيتجوزوا من بره الايمان غضب. بولس الرسول لما راح في اثينا وشاف بيعبدوا آلهة كثيرة احتدت روحه، ده الاندجنيشن بقى. طب ايه الغضب الخاطئ؟ انا هرجع تاني انجليزي بس نخلص الغضب الخاطئ ده. الغضب الخاطئ ممكن يكون في دوافع كثيرة للغضب الخاطئ. ممكن يكون دافع الحسد والغيرة، وده واضح جدا في قصة الابن الضال، مش الابن الصغير، الابن الكبير. الابن الكبير كان حسود وكان عنده غيرة وغضب، ده غضب خاطئ. مرضيش يخش لما الأب عمل حفلة للابن. قايين لما اغتاظ وحسد أخوه وغضب وقتل أخوه. عشان كده ربنا قال سمعتم أنه قد قيل لكم لا تقتل، أما أنا فأقول لكم كل من يغضب على أخيه باطلا يستوجب نار جهنم. يونان النبي اللي احنا قرينا الأمور ما مشيتش على مزاجه واغتاظ وغضب. يبقى لو الدافع دافع في شر في شر في حسد وفي غيرة، يبقى ديفينتلي الغضب خاطئ، مش محتاجة ان احنا نفكر فيها. ممكن يكون فهم خاطئ للقيادة في البيت. ممكن الراجل يفتكر ان الرجولة ان هو يشخط وينطر، ويبقى هو ده انه لو ما غضبش يبقى الامور مش هتمشي في البيت ومش هياخد احترامه في البيت. فهم خاطئ للقيادة. ممكن واحد يغضب على حد تاني لو هو اكثر ذكاء منه، يعني واحد ذكي بيتكلم مع واحد اقل ذكاء منه، او واحدة حركة بتشتغل مع واحدة اقل، او بتطبخ مع واحدة اقل، او مع بنتها ما تعرفش حتى مين البنت ومين الام من كتر الكلام اللي بيروح باك اند فورث. ممكن لما الواحد يوبخ جاهل والجاهل يختاظ ويغضب، والكتاب قال وبخ جاهل يكرهك وبخ حكيمه ايه يحبك ويزداد حكم. So just to go back, that the fathers have said that anger is not a natural nature of man. It was because of sin that crept into our nature. And the fool introduced anger to us. معلش انا عندي بس 9 صفحات، يعني قربت اخلص. طب how about when I express my anger? If I have a holy purpose. So in order to define a holy anger from a wrong anger, you have to remember 3 things. My goal, the way of expressing that anger, and the motive behind the anger. Jacob, the one of the patriarchs, said about one or two of his sons, Simeon and Levi, when their daughter Dinah was defiled by Hamor, the son of Shechem. These two sons got so angry to the point that after they circumcised all the men of Shechem, they killed them all. And Jacob, when he was giving the sons the blessing in Genesis chapter 49, he said, "Cursed are Simeon and Levi. Cursed is their anger. Mal'oon ghadabahuma. Mal'oon ghadabahuma. Ala ulad Shamon walawi fi majlisihima la tadkhul nafsi. In their council I will not, my soul will not enter." Another person, Jephthah, one of the judges. Jephthah was not a Jew. His father was a Jew, but his mother was not a Jew. And when he decided to war against the sons of Ammon, the Ephraimites, they told him off. And he said, "How dare you start a war without involving us?" And he got so angry and killed 42,000 Jews because of anger. ده واحد اسمه يفتح الجلعادي قرر كده انه يحارب بني عمون. جم بتوع سبط افرايم قالوا له: "ازاي تحارب من غير ما تقول لنا؟" قال لهم: "انتوا يعني ولا عاوزين ترحموا ولا تسيب رحمه ربنا تنزل." وراح قتل 42,000 واحد. طب before we get to how can we, through God's grace, to get rid of this anger, we get some spiritual exercises for me and you. Let us go through the stages of anger. We have to remember that anger is subject to your will. You are responsible for your anger, as we agreed at the outset. The first one, the stimulus for getting angry, then it goes deeper to become bitterness, it goes deeper to become vengeance, and then it goes deeper to become violence. These are the four stages: مرحلة الإثارة, مرحلة السخط, مرحلة الغيظ, مرحلة العنف. الإثارة, تخيلوا مثلا موسى الأسود لما جم يرسموه كاهن, وبعدين القديس إيسيزورس حب يجربه وقال له اخرج, عارفين القصة, اخرج أيها الأسود. أنا استغربت لما قريت القصة, لما راحوا سألوا الرهبان, سألوا القديس موسى الأسود, قال له: "ماذا شعرت عندما حدث هذا؟" عارف قالوا له, قال لهم إيه؟ قال لهم: "شعرت باضطراب داخلي." يعني حتى القديس موسى الأسود لما اتهان شعر باضطراب داخلي, لكن ما خلاش الاضطراب الداخلي ده, موضوع الإثارة, ما مشيش أكتر من كده, ما دخلش في سخط, ما دخلش في غضب, في غيظ, ما دخلش في عنف. السخط رغبة في الانتقام, دوافع للانتقام, الواحد يشعر بيها برضو, يقدر يلجمها, يقدر يلجمها قبل ما تخش للمرحلة اللي بعديها. الغيظ تبقى عاوز ترد بكلمة أو ترد بعمل, لكن بتكتم. على رأي البابا كرولوس, أنا والدي يحكي لي إن البابا كرولوس لما يلاقي حد متضايق كان يقول له الكلمة دي, يقول له: "ابلع ريقك يا أخويا, ابلع ريقك يا أخويا." طلعت كلمة "ابلع ريقك يا أخويا" دي كلمة حلوة أوي, لأن ممكن الواحد في بلع ريقه دي يتخلص من السخط وما يوصلش لحد الغيظ. بلع الريق, تخيلوا أهي, ولا أقوال آباء ولا حاجة, ابلع ريقك يا أخويا, جربوها, ابلع ريقك يا أخويا. العنف والضراوة ممكن ما توصلش انك تقدر يعني تبقى عنيف مع انسان اخر، بس ممكن تبقى عنيف على الجماد، ترزع باب، تكسر قلم، ترمي الصليب، اي حاجة. طب what are the results of anger? The results of anger. Saint John the Short said this. He said that out from anger comes all sins. من الغضب تأتي كل الخطايا. Saint Gregory of Nyssa makes comparison between an angry man and a man with unclean spirits. قديس غريغوريوس الكبير يجيب مقارنة بين الإنسان الغضوب والإنسان الذي به روح نجس. I thought when the mother yells at a baby that the baby cries because of the loud voice. I just found out from psychiatrics that they cry because of the features of the mother, not the voice. بيعيطوا من ملامح الأم مش من الصوت. Saint Isaac of Nineveh said, if an angry person raises people from the dead, he's not acceptable in front of God and in front of man. لو أقام الغضوب أمواتا فهو غير مقبول عند الله وعند الناس. وقال, the prayer of an angry person is like seeds on rocks. صلاة الغضوب مثل البزار على الصخور. And one of the saints said that the prayer of the angry person is defiled incense or strange incense. Salat al-ghadub bakhur najis. That there is a story in the Old Testament about a man who died because of anger. Ghir Cain and Abel. Remember Nabal? Nabal? The husband of Abigail. Yeah, Nabal of Israel. You remember his wife rescued him from a disaster. And she went to David, and with her wisdom and with her kind words, she rescued Nabal and her household from really a disaster. And then when she came back and told her drunkard husband, and he found, because he was miser, كان بخيل, and when she told him that she gave David all the gifts, he got heart attack and died. صحيح الكتاب لما قال الغيظ يقتل الغبي والمفترس نفسه في غيظه, كلام صح, كلام صح. طيب, enough of this, let's get into the what should you and me do. ما احنا we're all in it together. الموضوع صعب لان ما فيش حد فينا ما بيغضبش. انا مش I'm not preaching at you, I'm preaching myself. Saint Augustine said that if you enter a house and you find a scorpion or you find a serpent, would you sleep in that house? Would you be able to sleep, period? So we have to get rid of this. Even if we are at the first stage, we don't let ourselves go to the second, the third, or the fourth before we go to sleep. It's like a scorpion or a serpent that will eat us alive. And we know, we should know this, that God is still in the business of changing the natures of man. He changed Moses from being so angry to the point of killing someone just for having a fight to the most, most patient man we've ever seen. يمكن دي تفاجئكم, يوحنا الحبيب يوحنا الحبيب ويعقوب، ربنا سماهم ايه؟ ابني الرعد. ليه سماهم ابني الرعد؟ لانه مره السيد المسيح كان رايح للسامريه، قريه للسامريه، مرضوش يقبلوه، راح يوحنا جاله على جنبه كده، تخيلوا يوحنا الحبيب الرقيق يقول له يا رب ننزل نار من السماء وتهل تحرق المدينه كلها، قال لهم لستما تعلمان من اي روح انتما. يبقى جان بوا نرجس and his brother the sons of thunders, God changed them to the apostle of love, Saint John the apostle of love. حتى صدقوني اللي طبعه غضوب، قديس يوحنا ذهبي الفم يقول يكون غضوب على نفسه وغضوب على الشيطان، يحول كل غضبه على خطاياه هو ويحول كل غضبه على الشيطان. عارفين دايما العيال بتوع Sunday school kids they ask us God said love everyone and God is love, should we love Satan? We tell them no, you should hate Satan with passion, you should be very angry at Satan, you should vest all your anger nature on him and on your sins. مش احنا بنقول كده في القداس حولت ليا ايه؟ العقوبة خلاص، ما العقوبة دخلت على طبيعتي، ربنا بيحولها لايه؟ سبب خلاص، سبب خلاص. مرة one time David you know David from Bethlehem and he was so Bethlehem was known for its best wells, best water, sweet water. One time of when he was being chased by Saul and he left Bethlehem for too long and he yearned for some water from Bethlehem. مكتوبة في صموئيل الثاني صحاح 22 2 Samuel chapter 22 and he said oh if someone can give me a sip of the water of Bethlehem. And you know he's surrounded by the enemies. Three of his men that they were gathered around him, they risked their life and they went under the siege of the enemies and they got him a glass of water. And when he got it, he said, it is not good for me to drink the blood of men. And he poured it as an offering to the Lord. قال حاشا لي أن أشرب دم هؤلاء الرجال وسكبوا سكيبا أمام الرب. أغضب على نفسي وأغضب على الشيطان بدل ما أغضب على الناس. محاربتنا ليست إيه؟ مع دم ولحم. Our wrestling is not against flesh and blood but against principalities. طيب شوية بقى exercises for you and me so the rest of the fast will try to do them and you pray that I will do them with you. Number one, we have to remember the Lord Jesus Christ. Ironically, today's gospel of the Vespers, he said, come to me you heavy laden and I shall give you rest. Learn from me for I am meek and gentle in heart. Just remembering how the Lord Jesus Christ dealt with people can subdue a lot of anger in our lives. How he told Judas, friend, يا صاحب, why did you come? لماذا جئت? How did he tell John and James, from what spirit are you? أنا نفسي تصلي معايا إن ربنا يديني ويديك روح الوداعة. قول له اديني وداعة. أنا متهيألي موسى قعد يصلي إن ربنا يديه الوداعة كم سنة؟ 40 سنة. 40 سنة. يعني موسى قعد 40 سنة يقول لربنا اديني وداعة، وربنا استجاب لموسى وخلاه حليم، ما يقدرش يستجيب ليا وليك. Put in front of you not only the Lord Jesus Christ, but examples from the fathers and the saints of the church. People who were known for their kindness and gentleness. I remember one of the beautiful women of the scripture, Hannah, the mother of Samuel. Imagine she's in the church praying, she's full of bitterness, and then Eli the priest accused her of being what? Drunk. And what amazes me that she did not get angry at him. And she told him, I am a bitter woman. Saint John the Short, احنا عارفينه بايه؟ الاوبيدينس، مش كده؟ الرهبان قالوا مرة عليه، قالوا ده يا اما الراجل ده يا اما بيمثل يا اما ملاك، من كتر ما احتاروا فيه. لانه مرة ضربوه بالقلم، دخل القلاية بتاعته وما طلعش، فضلوا يخبطوا عليه، افتح يا ابانا افتح يا ابانا، نسي هم عملوا فيه ايه. طب احنا عارفين قصص كتير عن القديس يوحنا القصير، انه كان مطيع وكان يحب الانبا بيمبو كتير. يمكن من القصص اللي كانت جديده عليا اللي عرفتها مؤخرا، ان الانبا بيمبو كان مريض وكان بيبصق في اخر ايامه، والقديس يوحنا قاعد جنبه وكل البصاق بينزل على القديس يوحنا ولم يتحرك، وما سمعش كلمه حلوه من الانبا بمواه طول حياته. وقبل ما يموت قال لهم معاكم ملاك مش انسان، وقال القديس يوحنا يحمل الاسقيط على خنصره. حد فيكم يقدر؟ ده ممكن واحد ما يستحملش ابوه او امه لما يعملوا كده. واحد يبص، ده القديس الانبا بمواه مره قال له روح هات لي الضبعه، جري ورا الضبعة، وبعد كده علشان برضه ما يدخلوش في الكبرياء قال له اقول لك هات لي ضبعة تجيب لي كلب. وهو بيجري ورا الضبعة يقول له اقفي علشان سيدي محتاجك، انا مش عايزك هو عاوزك. One of the fathers of the yeah, this is one thing that it amazed me too. One of the monks who had one of the disciples, his disciple did not bring him food for 3 days. And whenever he gets some visitors, the visitors would ask him, when they gonna bring you the food? When is your disciple will bring you the food? Every time he will answer and said, oh, he's so busy, he must have forgotten. انت واحد لو ما راحش لقى اكل في البيت بيعبى هيصه. واحده امه بتحكي لها قصه، بتقول لي لما كانوا في مصر كان العيش بينشف، هيقول انا عندي ولدين، في ولد زي الملاك وفي ولد مطلع عيني. الواد اللي زي الملاك لو العيش نشف وسبت له الاكل لحد ما العيش ينشف، ياخد الرغيف ويحط عليه شويه ميه ويقمره على البوتاجاز وياكله، يقول لاخوه ده العيش بيبقى جميل قوي لما بيتقمر. الواد التاني ياخد الرغيف ويرميه لها في الزباله ويقول لها ده عيش الواحد ياكله. So number one, we put the Lord Jesus Christ as our example. Number two, we put saints and fathers from the church our examples. Number three, we should know that in our life we will be faced with a lot of obstacles. We should be very flexible and not rigid, and consider the things that come against us as an opportunities for us to learn, not as inconveniences. لازم نفهم الحياة. الحياة مليانة معاكسات، دي طبيعتها. توقع الاحتكاكات، لما تتوقعها هتقدر تتعامل معها بسهولة. العكس صحيح، يعني احنا مش المفروض نتوقع ان العملية تمشي ايه سموث، نتوقع العكس. ما هو من تكوين 3 لحد رؤية 19 المفروض تبقى متلخبطة. العكس صحيح. The fourth thing, we should close our mouth and keep our mouth shut when we're angry. That's why St. James said in his epistle in first chapter, be swift to hear, be slow to speak. اوعى تتكلم وقت الغضب. Always blame yourself for being angry. Don't blame anybody else. Think objectively. فكر بموضوعية. في ساعات كده matters that don't matter, they take our time and they make us angry. Just go to the core of the problem. متفكرش في أمور فرعية. وما تاخدش قرار ابدا وانت غضبان، لابد ان يكون غلط. Anger does not solve our problems, it adds to our problems. يا جماعه، يعني imagine if a couple they have a budget problem, financial problems, and then instead of dealing with the problem objectively and they start calling each other's names and try to blame each other for the mess they're in, not only they added to their financial problem, but they added hurt that is not going to be solved easily. إن كل كلمة بنقولها ما بترجعش. أسباب الغضب قلة حكمة شوي. Don't expect perfection from people. احنا we expect perfection, and when we expect perfection we always get angry. Always when somebody insults you or somebody rebukes you, take it from the Lord. قديس بخوميوس قال كلمة حلوة أول، قال طبيب أنفسنا لا يسمح إن أحد يهينني إن لم تكن لي فائدة تقع علي من هذه الإهانة. اشكره، ده بيصلح فيك حاجة وبيصلح فيا حاجة. في حد بيشتم الدكتور لما يقول له أنت مريض. ما ده حصل مع مين؟ مع شمع بن جيرة. شمع بن جيرة شتم داود، مين اللي تنرفز؟ يؤاب قائد جيشه، وقال له خليك بس اديني مش هيطلع عليه الصبح. قال له الرب ينظر الى ايه؟ الى مذلتي. I have to sit with myself on a daily basis and I have to re-evaluate the situations. Ask yourself, if I were to be put in the same situation again, how should I handle it better? And then I can gain wisdom. برضو during the time of conflict, try to lower your voice. Try to take care of the facial features, the movements of your hand. During the time of you being tired, do not discuss things. Especially if the person you're discussing things with is of a higher esteem than you. Your boss, your parent, your priest, your bishop. And when you get angry, do not let the sun set on your anger. على فكرة, St. John Cassian said a very beautiful saying about this. He said, do not let the Son of Righteousness, who is the Son of Righteousness? The Lord Jesus Christ, will be away from you. فقال لا تغرب الشمس على غيظكم. هو هنا بيتكلم على شمس البر هو المسيح، لأن بر، لأن غضب الإنسان لا يصنع إيه؟ بر الله. May the Lord Jesus Christ, who changed Moses, who changed John and Jacob, may change me and you. May He direct our hearts to His image on the cross, praying for those whom they were crucifying and asking for the forgiveness of their sins. And may the Lord, who said, "Learn from me, for I am meek and gentle," He is able to take from us all wrath and bitterness and unholy indignation. And to God be the glory forever. Amen.